Hello.
Shalom. Welcome back. Another exciting episode. You'll be the judge of that, I guess. I actually got a big compliment. Speaking of that exciting, Shlomo Walters and Nate Shulker just says, I got my speaking the right. Darn, what's the word? What's the right speed? So, Red Rock. Rock and rolling. Welcome back. It is Wednesday. Wednesday evening, about 9:25, October 4th. 2 days until the Chag. Shabbos and Sukkot, which is 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, 2 days here in the States, I guess, and everywhere else besides Israel. Well, it's 2 days after Yom Kippur. Hope you had a very meaningful fast, not, you know, light fast, you know, should be light, shouldn't be difficult, but it shouldn't be so light, but it should be, you know, livable, and hope it was meaningful. Hope that all the prayers and the tefillos that you prayed for, hope they come to fruition. Hope God listens to all our prayers, and we have peace, and people have a livelihood, and there's health for all of Klal Yisrael. Tonight we'll be having a little deviation past four podcasts, I think, three or four. We had a history lesson today, a different type of history lesson. We actually have my brother, David Axelrod. We have an interview. He spent Yom Kippur. I took my son to Hebron, went to Hebron. Stayed at my great-aunt and uncle, Miriam Levinger, Moshe Levinger, for Yom Kippur. This is David's second time. So we have a few, little interview. I called him earlier this afternoon, evening in Israel, and had a few words with David, his thoughts about spending Yom Kippur in Hebron at the Maris Machpelah. So we'll talk about that. We also have a new song from Shlomo Wolfish, H Orchestras. He, kind of likes the podcast. I'm not too sure why. And he thought he would perhaps send me a song if I wanted to use it for the intro. It's a very good song, Shlomo, but it's difficult to take the song off the intro. Warren Zevon is, that's a good song. It's a good intro. I like the way it sounds, even without the lyrics. So, for now, we're going to keep the Warren Zevon Hit Somebody intro, okay? So, we have an interview with David, we have a song, and we'll wrap up the program with some shout-outs. First, let's say Kapitel Tehillim for Cholim Shermalos Esa Inai El Heorim Me'ayinivo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Yosei Shemayiv Aretz Ayitain Ramot Raglecha V'ayinam Shemrecha Hinayilam Loinam V'leishon Shemay Yisrael Adonai Shemrecha, Adonai Tzecha, Adyad Yivinecha, Yem HaShem Shalai Kekka V'erech Balela, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikoro Yishmar Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzeyischa V'yecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Hopefully you said Tehillim along with me, or saying it at some point, and have Cholim in mind. So whether it's people that you know, or people in Klal Yisrael, people do need Refuah Shleima. Speaking about Refuah Shleima, actually, on a side note, next week, Thursday, Chayenu, which is Israel, the High Lifeline organization in Israel called Chayenu, they invited me to come down to do balloons at a huge family event, huge family day in Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim. They had an event at an amusement park a few months ago where it's family day. So instead of just treating the children who have cancer, Leilenu, they invite the entire family. This way the siblings who are, also suffering, suffering as well. To have a sibling that's sick, you have the parents, their attention is towards the child and other children feel neglected. So Yaakov Pinsky, who's the director, is putting together a huge Chol Moed event for all the many families. So it's going to be at a water park. My family's invited. My brother David's family's invited, and while everyone's having a good time on the water rides and the other rides, Yudi Baluni will be on his stilts twisting balloons the whole day. So, well, it's fun for me. What can I tell you? Okay. Like we said, Yom Kippur passed. Sukkot is on its way. There is a short Dvar Torah that I put on my blog, balloontwisteraliyah.blogsome.com, balloontwisteraliyah.blogsome.com. We're not going to take any time here to talk about it. Some of you are reading that, some of you listening to this, those people listening could just turn on that blog, balloontwisteraliyah.blogsome.com. Also, any comments, you want me to mention your name, questions, comments, if you have something to say, maybe you want to add to this podcast, feel free, jayaxe2@yahoo.com, jayaxe2@yahoo.com. You know, comments, criticisms, that kind of stuff. jayaxe2@yahoo.com. Okay. Another big, well, tonight, the Mets won game one of the playoffs. First time since 2000 that they've been in the playoffs. And tonight was a game one win. Also a big win. I mentioned this on the blog. And I'm going to repeat it because what the heck. In the league that I am in, the softball league, we had our playoffs and championship game last night and come from behind win twice. In the playoff game, down 3-1, we came back 4-3. And the championship game, down 5-0, we came back to win 6-5, scoring all the 6 runs in the last 2 innings. So, it's actually pretty nice. Since 81, when I started leagues in Camp Darrell Golding, I've never won the championship. It was always losing hockey, that was it. Losing baseball, whatever the case is. I was a counselor for several years. Did not win. Lost the World Series. I was a counselor in day camp. Nothing. Cup World Series once or twice. Usually it's, you know, last place or something. But Mazel did turn. This past year, my son Yoni's Little League team won. The Pirates actually won Little League in Beit Shemesh. So this year I decided to, two leagues actually, I joined in the States and used his Pirates cap. Did not do anything for the first league in the summer. We actually was about last, almost last. And this time around we had a pretty good team and we won the championship. Last night, besides wearing the Pirates cap, I also wore the Pirates shirt. So I was the coach last year of his Little League team, so he won. And I coached them about half the season. And we won last night. So, at age 36, finally won a World Series or a championship game. So, that feels pretty good. I think by Tuesday, I'll probably take off my baseball pants and my baseball socks. So, it's only been a day and a half. So, not smelling so bad yet. But by next week, for sure, I'll be definitely taking off, I think, by Tuesday or Wednesday. So, that is that. Okay, next, we're going to have a interview with my brother, David. I mentioned David a lot, I guess. I don't know if Yossi's jealous, my other brother, Yossi. I don't know if he is. I think he listened once or twice. He may be listening tonight to this program, who knows. David's an interesting fella. You'll hear him in a few minutes. It's his birthday. A big Yasher Koach, because David did build my sukkah this afternoon. Him and a friend of his took off some time to build a sukkah. So this is actually 3 sukkahs David built. He built his own, half of it, which I think fell down yesterday, he said. Then he built mine today, and then he built his own. So he's been pretty busy. And David's not the one to say something like, well, I built your sukkah, my back hurts, or blah, blah, blah. Thank you, David. No problem. I think Panina next year is not going to want me to be away this week between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. If I happen to be on the road, like this year, I think next year I'll definitely be in Israel. It's been a rough week. Yom Kippur to Sukkot, kids school, don't have school, food preparation, cooking, baking, Sukkot, Arba Minim. Been pretty busy in Israel. But thank you, David. a gift, I think a birthday gift or a sukkah gift, whatever, is going to be, is forthcoming. I did buy it already. Little hint, his name is Mark. Your favorite Mark. How many Marks do you know? Well, you know Mark Brick and some other Marks that you know, but your favorite Mark, that's your present. Okay, I will tell you next week what it is. Don't want to kill the surprise. Okay. And without further ado, the interview with my brother, David, who just came back a couple days ago, spent Yom Kippur in Hebron with Yoni. Okay, I think we're on. Okay, we are here with David Axelrod. People remember David Axelrod from a previous podcast, The Birthday Boy, 34. And David is joining us. He's actually the first guest on this fancy podcast, joining us live from Ramat Beit Shemesh. Hello, David.
Hi, Yuri. Hi, everybody. Shalom. Erev Tov.
Very nice.
What's going on?
It's funny you ask. A lot of things going on. The Mets are up 4-2.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I thought you'd like that. So the reason why we have David as guest on our fancy podcast is to talk about Yom Kippur, David's Yom Kippur. David, for the second year, went to Hebron, to Maros Machpelah, to Davin. We have an aunt, my grandmother's sister, Miriam Levinger, who is a huge Rebbetzin over there. Her and her husband, Rabbi Moshe Levinger, are they're pioneers. There's nothing else to say. They're pioneers, some people would say radicals perhaps, and they have almost single-handedly revived Jewish life in Hebron. And thought it'd be interesting to hear what David, what David experienced, what he was feeling as he davened at the Maros Machpelah. So, you're not sleeping, David, are you?
Go ahead, fire away.
Okay, I made that sleeping comment because two times ago you fell asleep in my podcast. I wanted to see if you were going to fall asleep. That's why I said that.
I'm wide awake.
Beautiful.
I'm wide awake, Eddie. Go
beautiful,
ahead.
Beautiful. Okay, first of all, what was it like? What's it like, the experience davening at the Maros Machpelah?
Well, for the second year being there, I have to say that, you know, the first year was something new. A lot of the Nigunim, the Nusach, it was, different. And it was very exciting. The second year, I happened to believe, which was even better because it was familiar and very invigorating to be davening at the Maros Machpelah. The people there are truly wonderful, wonderful people. It's Labor Day, just like you would have in your yeshiva, in your shtibo. Plenty of singing. You have all people from all walks of life. You have people from Hebron, Kiryat Arba. You have people from different settlements throughout Eretz Yisrael. I met a few people from Beit El, Shiloh, Efrat, Bat Ayin. So, although it's really not a Yom Kippur, wouldn't be like a yontif that people would go traveling, but I've seen that it is a trend of people that do travel to Hebron to daven there.
Okay, very good. What would you say if someone says, I would never go to Hebron, it's too dangerous? Like, what do you, because this is maybe the 10th time approximately that you've been to Hebron the past year. We met Aliyah a year and 2 months ago. You've been there, I don't know, let's say 10 times approximately. What do you say to people that say it's too dangerous, it's not not safe to be there?
Well, I certainly would say it's quite an experience. I've come across quite a few people here in Eretz Yisrael, and I tell them that I go to Hebron. I was in Hebron for the first night of Slichos and Yom Kippur, and then, you know, from time to time, if I have, like, a Friday afternoon, I'll try to head over to Hebron. Certainly, if people haven't been there in a long time and they have reservations about the security or driving, you know, because you're certainly going to have to drive through an Arab village or two, I would certainly say take the Agad bus. It's not a bad, you know, way of traveling. But I've gone, like, a few times on the Agad bus, and personally for me, I think about visiting certainly the Marat HaMachpelah and visiting Aunt Miriam and Uncle Moshe, and I draw a lot of inspiration from them. So I do think about the security all the time, and I love going there. So it's not too far from Ramat Beit Shemesh. It's about a 40-minute drive,
right,
door to door, and it's just like every time I go there, I get a tremendous amount of chizuk.
We were able to daven at the Kever Yitzchak. I understand that most of the year it's closed to the Jewish people, only the Arabs can go there. But Yom Kippur, are you allowed to daven by Kever Yitzchak?
Yes. Ulam Yitzchak, where Rivka Imenu and Yitzchak Avinu are supposedly buried, it's only opened a few times a year. The Chagim, it's open during the Chagim, Yom Kippur, Purim, Hashana Rabba. I think those are the times of the year that it's opened. And what happens is that since there's a Sfardim that daven there, there's a Ashkenazim and Sfardim. So what they do is they alternate. In the morning, for Shacharis and Musaf, the Sfardim daven in Ulam Yitzchak, and Ashkenazim have their minyan in the, I guess, the Chatzar, like between Avraham Avinu and where Yaakov Avinu are.
Right.
And then after the break, so then the Ashkenazim daven in Ulam Yitzchak and the Sfardim daven in the courtyard. So we actually did get to daven in Ulam Yitzchak for Mincha and Mila.
Wow.
Which was very special. Yeah. It's if anybody who hasn't been there, well, the Marat HaMachpelah, but even whoever hasn't had a chance to go into Ulam Yitzchak, it's quite incredible how the room is. It's tremendous high ceilings. It's real pretty, you know. The has paintings, and it's really high. And although there's maybe like a 250 men, since it's very high ceilings and there's tremendous amount of singing, and it also gets loud because it's Mincha and Nila, it's quite heart stirring. It really
wow.
is.
That's something. Very good. Okay, yeah. I think we're good. Anything else going on, David? I understand you built how many sukkahs today?
I built two.
Really?
Actually one and a half. The half being the part that I put up yesterday, my own sukkah, and fell down, so I had to put it back up. And the other one was yours. I had a very good friend of mine that I work with, his name is Jesse, and he was able to give me a few minutes, and we went over to your house on El Al and put up your sukkah.
Is any scotch left in my house?
No, actually there hasn't been scotch in your house in quite a while, because it's
okay.
Sitting in my living room right now. Yep, the good stuff.
Oh, very good. You left the Johnny Walker Black in my house, though?
No. The Canadian Club is all yours.
Oh, thank you. Let's not mention how I got there. It may be there a long time,
also,
by the way.
Correct. And also, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Yoni, your son, Yuri.
Okay.
He was also with me in Hebron, and it was actually, I was really impressed. He did a wonderful job. You know, it's not so easy for an old, is he 11? He's going to be 11.
Almost 11, right?
The month. to come to Hebron, really by himself, no friends really, and to sit in, to sit all day, basically with me, sit next to me and following the davening. You know, you can't really run outside in the streets. It is Hebron.
Right, that's what I was thinking as far as how that worked. Right, you can't really run outside. True.
Can't run outside, and most of the people really speak like Hebrew. That's the first language. So the Lemmingers did have a grandson who was young his age, from Batayin, a very nice young man, and he really only spoke Hebrew. Yoni only really speaks English, but they did get along. Yoni really had a nice time. They enjoyed Yoni. Yoni enjoyed the Lemmingers. He enjoyed being in Hebron. And, you know, davening, I think it was a tremendous chutz for him to be davening there and to be davening in Ulam Yitzchak by Mincha Nila. He was,
wow.
And he did get up early. We did daven eights. And I didn't actually bother Yoni to get up at 4:30 in the morning, but I did wake him up at 6.
That's nice, yeah.
So, and then he came back, and he sat through Shacharis, Meining, Musaf, and really had a nice time. I enjoyed being with him, Yudi.
Oh, good to hear.
And just to point out, Miriam, who's like tremendous, tremendous tzaddikus, and she always has like tremendous emunas Hashem. She, you know, we were eating the Siddur HaMasechus, and we were talking about you, Yudi, about you being in... You couldn't be here, and you know, couldn't be in Hebron or Eretz Yisrael.
Oh boy,
and,
here we go.
And Miriam says, "Nope." She goes, "It's okay. You know, he's with three of us now: Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov." So that was kind of like, you know, also tremendous, tremendous words from Aunt Miriam.
Wow, well, that's something.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for coming on, David.
You got it, Yeti.
And I'll see you in a couple of days, God willing.
Yeah, have a safe flight, and all the best. Thank you very much, Yeti, for the time.
You got it. Thank you, David. Bye.
Kol tov. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're back in. We're back. Fantastic. Okay, so that was my brother David and Hebron. Had a few words from Miriam, Aunt Miriam, Rebbetzin Levinger, and nice things about Yoni. I'll make sure I tell Yoni what David said. And very good. I think we're going to maybe bring David back in the near future. We'll talk about some information. I guess politics, perhaps. Things about going on in Eretz Yisrael. He's good like that. And without further ado, let's get a new song from H Orchestra's Shlomo Wolfish. Take it away, Shlomo.
How much longer do we have to put up with this place? Does the clock keep ticking faster as if time were a race? Is this all reality or is it just a dream? Is there a brighter future, one that's still unseen? Mashiach will soon be here. Hang in there a little longer, this time is really near. We each have one another, together we are one. And every Jew has a share in the world to come. For the suffering, pain, and sacrifice we have all been through, there still is a righteous place for each and every Jew. We all can do much better each and every day. So follow in the Torah, it's the only way. Open up your eyes, because Mashiach will soon be here. Hang in there a little longer, this time is really near. We each have one another, together we are one. And every Jew has a share in the world to come. Sacrifice we have all been through, there still is a righteous place for each and every Jew. We all can do much better each and every day. So follow in the Torah, it's the only way. Open up your eyes, because Mashiach will soon be here. Hang in there a little longer, this time is really near. We each have one another, together we are one. And every Jew has a share in the world to come. Open up your eyes, because Mashiach will soon be here. Hang in there a little longer, this time is really near. We each have one another, together we are one. And every Jew has a share in the world to come. Open up your eyes, because Mashiach will soon be here. Hang in there a little longer, this time is really near. We each have one another, together we are one. And every Jew has a share in the world to come. Open up your eyes, because Mashiach will soon be here. Hang in there a little longer, this time is really near. We each have one another, together we are one. And every Jew has a share in the world to come.
Okay, I think we are back. Excellent job, Shlomo. Pretty good song. I listened a few times already. Anyone out there thinks that that should be the lead-in or fade-out song for the podcast? Let me know. Actually, we could vote on this. It'd be like a star search. Remember, you vote on the champion, the challenger. So right now, the champion is the Warren Zevon Hit Somebody song. But we can always go to Shlomi Wolfish's song. Maybe we can get a couple of, free CDs out of this. Give them some free advertisement to Asia Orchestras. Maybe we can get some kind of arrangement. Maybe next time I see him at the airport, he'll pay for my donuts, the Dunkin' Donuts in New York. Perhaps. Let's see. Time for shoutouts. Okay, we have a special shout out to Donnie Lieberman. See you, I think I'll see you tomorrow night on the plane. I think you're going back, or maybe actually a few hours earlier. Either way, I'll see you in Eretz Yisrael, your first sukkahs, and I'll see you in Rav Beit Shemesh. Shout out to, of course, Shlomo Wolfish. I think I mentioned his name like 50 times. It's like a $5 each or something. Shout out to David Axelrod. David, thanks for tonight. I think it's pretty interesting. And I'll see you in a couple of days. Thanks for putting up the sukkah. Hopefully we'll still be standing the time I get back to Israel. Shout out to Yossi Axelrod, who's going to, I think, the Met game Thursday night. Good luck to you. My Hebrew teacher, Tomer. I think you were having problems getting hold of refining it or downloading it, but I think you got the hang of it. And a shout out to Ephraim Schneider, whose wife makes like the best cookies in Rav Beit Shemesh, but still he wants me to smuggle Oreo's cookies into his house somehow. I bought you some cookies, Ephraim, don't worry about that. And of course to Adiel Levin, I'm bringing his swing back for him. I can't take any of my clothes because I'm taking his kid's swing back, so I'll be wearing the same pair of clothes for about 9 days straight because I don't have any room to take my own clothes. I gotta take Adiel Levin's baby swing and Schneider Schreiber's cookies. Adiel, hope you got your iPod working, the famous iPod that you bought for your wife that you know she wouldn't want, so you kept it for yourself. Good work. Okay, that just about does it. Have a good evening, Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, and we'll speak to you later. Good night.